siyai muru maoko a Chris Gande.
So kuizika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngithathe leli thuba ngibonge uThanonoka Wande obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani izulukandaba ulamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlazi ku-22 lwezi-2022 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, inhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula ikhumulisa abesonto yesipostoli abadabuka eZimbabwe impahla zesonto zitshiswe kwele South Africa.
Akushe mafanana sayiye uNkulunkulu akekho eZimbabwe seSouth Africa, damn it. Ya uNkulunkulu seSouth Africa eZimbabwe uNkulunkulu akekho, nisijoyela kabi.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwethula amazwi aqakathekileyo ngesimo sesizwe iState of the Union kusasa. Kambe kukhona ukubambekayo aza kutsho na?
Into eqakathekileyo ngesikhathi sama State of the Nation, umongameli welizwe abe yi-inspiration eye-economic growth le-infrastructure development lani.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lamatitshala e-ATUS isisole amazwi omqondisi wezokwethulwa kwembiko kugatsha lwezemfundo umnumzana Dawungana Ndoro osole linhlanganiso esithi isebenzelana lenhlanganiso zangentshonalanga.
Thina njenge-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union kusethusi inkulumo yakhe ayikhulumayo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Inhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula ikhumulise abesonto yesipostoli impahla zesonto zatshiswa kwele South Africa ngempela sonto. Amakholwa la njengenhlala yenza bayabuthana phansi kwezihlahla behlabela bekhuleka begqoke izambatho ezimhlophe abanye beleziluhlaza okwesibhakabhaka. Emfanekisweni kamabonakude osusabalele enkundleni zokuxhumana, abantu okuthiwa ngamalunga enhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula babonakala behlukuluza amapostoli la bebabamba ngamandla ukuthi bakhumule impahla zabo bazitshise. Omunye uzwakala ebuza ukuthi bafika njani kwele South Africa amapostoli la. Ngemva kwalokho ezwakale esesithi uMandela wabalethayo sowafa. Ngesizwe obesukwesenzakala khona le kwele South Africa.
Guyasha, guyasha, bizani fire brigade! Guyasha, 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 guyasha! Akushe, mafanana sayiye! uNkulunkulu akekho eZimbabwe seSouth Africa, damn it! Ya uNkulunkulu seSouth Africa eZimbabwe uNkulunkulu akekho, nisijoyela kabi.
Ubuya phi ekhaya?
Sondela, sondela.
Uzo kuphela.
Hayi ba ba yalo.
Usho la.
La kulesigaba lesi.
Ya.
Nesuze kanjani la?
La.
Yini kulethe la?
Ubani othizani?
Omon.
All right.
All right. Omon. Siyo nyoka umprayi.
Ore.
Unyaka umfanyu.
Vukani. Bazana.
Hayi.
All right.
Akenzela.
All right.
Hayi akayikhipha ibeke phansi sibone akayikhipha.
Hey, masonisa rutsini come in charge.
Hayi, yaphosela.
Izala.
Ukhulu somkhulu.
Bazana. Hayi, intenisele. Bazana, bazana. Yima
lo. Akena sungena ufuna
ukusibhayika kanjani?
Lela la phakathi.
Ucaba ukuthi sifuna imali. Uyafuna ukusibhayika.
Why ufuna ukugrayika?
Ukhathela isandle expire.
Why you put it?
So I don't know that now.
Why not?
We talked to my first after the coach.
I'm going to go to Monday. I'll tell you.
Hey, Papa, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the people. I'm going to go to the people. I'm going to go to the people. From
1991 to
1991
Lawke ngamazwi amalunga enhlanganiso ye Operation Dudula ngesikhathi bedudula abesipostoli abavela eZimbabwe khona le eSouth Africa. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwethula amazwi aqakathekileyo ngesimo sesizwe iState of the Union kusasa. Umnangagwa ukhangelelwe ukwethula amazwi akhe esedalele iParliamente elitsha elisemzini weNew Hampton. Unobhala wezembiko kugatsha lwezokwethulwa kwembiko umnumzana Nick Mangwana wethule amazwi athi abantu bengaboni angani sokuyikuphawula leli dale elakhiwa ngamaChina, wengezelela esithi khona kuzenziwa umkhosi wokuvula ngokusemthethweni leli dale. Kambe kukhona ukubambekayo aza kukhuluma umongameli Mnangagwa kusasa na? Sibuze umbuzo lo umnumzana Tim Muringai ocubungula ezombusazwe.
Into eqakathekileyo ngesikhathi sama State of the Nation umongameli welizwe abe hi inspiration eye economic growth le infrastructure development lani. So thina esikubonayo okwakathesi asiboni amazwi akamongameli akathesi encedisa infrastructure or economy yelizwe lethu. Singabuya futhi kwindaba zepolitiki ngilezi sibona ngathwa abantu abama opposition parties sibona honorable Sikhala esestilongweni then lama representative MRP bonke bebochiwe ngendaba zokuthi baphikisana le qembu lezano PF. So umongameli welizwe njoba yena engu first secretary wezano kumele laye abone ukuthi amacebo akhuluma ngawo for the country azanceda wonke umuntu regardless ukuthi bamelele liphi ibandla o iqembo. Siyabona futhi ukuthi iZimbabwe okakathesi ilama gold mines lama diamond mines lo notho olama minerals ongakwanisa ukuvusa yona i-economy yeZimbabwe, but ukuthi i-accountability yangkhona thina siyiboni. Sibona ukuthi amanye ama mine njengo blanket mine kathesi abavulwayo last week bekhipha ama ounces amaningi egolide ukuthi lingancedisa abantu beGwanda o ama areas khona okulama mine wona lawo. I-development besifuna layo ukuthi ibe khona, but okwakathesi the past 4 years after the coup asiwuboni.
Ngokubona kwakho umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa engakhuluma ngani ngalesi sikhathi njengoba sibona ukuthi umnotho welizwe ungani uminganxele? Kukhona yini obona ngani ngakukhuluma kungabambeka?
Umongameli welizwe ekhuluma ngendaba zona lezi eze State of the Nation kumele laye aqambe ukuthi izinto ezizahambisa iZimbabwe phambili kuyini. Bekhipha yona i-repression ama-human rights lani ukuthi kube lentuthuko yelizwe. Sikhangelele lathi ukuthi iZimbabwe izahamba la phambili. Sifuna ukubona lathi ukuthi thina esise diaspora vote baza ifaka yini ngenye into ezinceda ukuthi iZimbabwe iphumelele phambili ngoba ma kule freedom of expression umuntu wonke evota ovela eZimbabwe isizalo seZimbabwe lati sifaka ama opinions ethu kunceda ukuthi ma ule voice yakho le vote yakho uyakwanisa lawe ukufaka iparty noma ibandla olifunayo and then lakho kuyakunceda ukuthi uthumezele lawe izimadlanyana ezincedisa ukuthi i-economy iphumelele with all the infrastructure landline okuyabe kukhulunywe khonapho ku-state of the nation. So mina melele ukubona ukuthi kuzakhulunywa ngani ngoba izinto ezimisa ilizwe lethu zincinci i-human rights diaspora vote le freedom of expression lani yikho esikukhangelele khona ku-state of the nation kusasa. Ngiyabonga.
Hayi, lathi siyabonga. Lo ke ngumnumzana Tim Muringai ocubungula izombusazwe obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Ohio ngapha kwele Melika. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lamatitshala e-ATUS isisole amazwi omqondisi wozokwethulwa kwembiko kugatsha lwezemfundo umnumzana Dawungana Ndoro osole lenhlanganiso esithi isebenzelana lenhlanganiso zamazwe angentshonalanga. Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-ATUS umnumzana Robson Jere uthi uNdoro ukhanya ekhathazwa ukuthi inhlanganiso ye-ATUS isikhula masinyane okwenza ukulwela ilungelo lamatitshala kube lula, yikho uhulumende esephathekile ngokwenzakala kunhlanganiso ye-ATUS. Sixoxele isikhulumeli se-ATUS umnumzana Themba kuye moyo ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Sakubona ntateli Chris Gandhi, kuyahlekisa kuphinde kucasule okunye ukuzwa inkulumo okukhulunywa ngaboNdoro. Kodwa ke thina njenge-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union akusethusi inkulumo yakhe ayikhulumayo. Sibheka kakhulu ukuthi bona kathesi uNdoro isikhulumeli sabahlukumezi bezisebenzi, vele kumele akhulume njalo. UNdoro isikhulumeli somqhatshi ongathandi izisebenzi zakhe, isikhulumeli sikahulumende onganakiyo imfundo yabantwana lelizwe jikelele. I-ATUSI la malunga ayo kabazange bavizwe nguhulumende ukuthi bavumbe i-ATUSI kumbe bajoyine i-ATUSI. Kwavela kibo ezinhliziyweni zabo, balandela isisekelo sombuso u-Section 65. Ngokunjalo yikho okwenza ubone uhulumende lomkhathi besethuswa i-ATUSI. Esingakucebisa uNdoro labanye abamthumayo bonaba ukuthi i-ATUSI iyakhula. Imisebenzi ye-ATUSI ibonwa nguye wonke umuntu, ibonwa nguye wonke umbalisi. Ngokunjalo ayisoze yethuswa. Isiphamaso esizama ukwakhiwa, isiphamaso esizama ukusetshenziswa ukubulala amalungelo ezisebenzi kusetshenziswa igama elithi Teachers for ED. Abanikazi lala bangalaziyo ukuthi lichoni, ngoba abanye ungababuza bazakutshela ukuthi Teachers for ED ukuthi Teachers for Economic Development. Abanye bekutshela ukuthi chuthi Teachers for Emerson Delivers. Ngezinye indlela kusasengamadlwana lapho abantwana bathi bayapheka khona bebumba udaka ngomthambiso. I-ATUSI yakubunjwa daka ngomthambiso, kuyaphekwa ngempuphu yembiza ngomlilo bodolivu lisazovuthwa and liyagaywa umlilo ukhona.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Themba kuye moyo isikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lamatitshala e-ATUS ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eselubhane. Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba athiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-H Metro libika ukuba kulomunye umama welokithi leZengeza othiwa ngugogo Mahlahla obevalele indodana yakhe okweminyaka elithumi lane 14 years. UGrant Mahlahla wethulwe ephahleni lwesiling ngamapholisa encedisana lezakhamizi. Okunye okumangalise abantu ukuthi ugogo lo wafelwa umkakhe ngeviki edluleyo wahlala lesidumbu sakhe okwamalanga amahlanu engakabiki emapholiseni isidumbu saze sawonakala. Iphephandaba le-Chronicle lilodaba lokuthi kulomunye ubaba othiwa ngonkomithi James Dube oseleminyaka elithumi lanye 11 esesibhedlela seBinga District Hospital lapho ayelatshwa khona amanxeba awathola kungozi yemota. UDube wayesebenza engadini yesibhedlela sona leso asehlale khona yonke iminyaka le. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilithiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele nge-WhatsApp.
Ngibingelele msakazi, ngibingelele msakazi, basakazi bami abahle nabalaleli bethu bonke nje abaka Studio 7. Msakazi, le ndaba leyo ukuthi ingane encane nje seziyakhulelwa abantwana abancane inzima yona, basithi siyalandelisa kahle kahle. Ngimzwile laphana omama Mathuthu uyakhuluma omama Mathuthu, kodwa mina ngokwami nje ngibona usuke ayike ngaphezulu, ngoba okufanele akwenze umama Mathuthu kufanele akhukuzele la kubomama ukuthi hayi omama kufanele benze kahle, kudliwe endlini kusuthwe, ukwenzela ukuthi labo baba labo esibasho labo, hayi bonke baba labo abasuka besuka sebona ingane encane bezibona njabo omakoti omama basendlini babo bayeke ukwenza imikhuba leyo. Asikhukuzeleni konke nje msakazi, konke umama Mathuthu angayikhi nje eceleni, ayikhe nganye siye kwezinsayidi, asiyikheni yonke indaba, kuguzeleni sinqande lolu bhubhane lolu selufuna ukungena. Iy'ngane zethu zincane seziba ney'ngane, hhayi msakazi, hayi hayi then ayibekezeleki, ayibekezeleki. Kodwa-ke ma sika silokhu sinqanda eceleni iyosala lokhu iqhubeka msakazi, asinqandeni nje wonke amasayidi qhubeka. Mama Mathuthu, hayi mama Mathuthu, ivoice yakho inhle kakhulu, inhle kakhulu mama Mathuthu. Asigqugquzeleni nje konke wonke amasayidi nje, labo mama benze kahle izinto kwenza ukuthi obaba nabo baziphathe kahle. Kodwa angisho ukuthi bobaba, sengiyabona iy'ngane zemjabo njaba khosikazi ena, cha 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 cha, ingane 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 na 8 years ibe nengane, hayi kuhayi.
Salubonani, salubonani bakuStudio 7. Sicela elithi ngiyalizwa likhuluma lapha ngomdlalo lesekhathayo eWorld Cup, besicela nje lisiyenzele ukuthi lisitele ukuthi li-announce nje ukuthi ngosuku olulandelayo kuzabe kulawaphi ama-countries adlalayo, yani ku-local time ngapha siyabe siwabona sikwane sikwabona sikhathi bani, ngoba ukukhuluma nje kuphela kwesesikhathi thina abanye asisakwazi lapha esikhona ukuthi adlala sikhathi bani, ngoba ama-programme akhona ngasiwathola ayiso wonke umuntu owatholileyo. Besicela nje ukuthi lisifakele ukuthi local time kube isikhathi esingapha engekhaya eZimbabwe siyabe sokukhona sikwabona ngasiphi isikhathi. Siyabonga.
Hawu, sanibonani, sanibonani ku-Studio 7 okhulumayo ngu-Jay Moyo. Ngajabula le audio mayi ngafundwa. Yebo, siyazizwa i-news ezinhle eziphuma ku-Studio 7. Yebo, nabantu be-ZANU-PF bethi Zimbabwe yatshintsha. Bengicela like lingibuzele bona be-ZANU-PF ukuthi if bengakhontinya bewine, njengoba abantu abaningi sebengasekho elizweni bengaphandle, bazimiselani nabo abantu abagcwele emazweni, babavulela iphi imisebenzi, ngoba sasizwe kuthiwa kule misebenzi yiphi imisebenzi engaba khona yini abafisa ukuthi basinikeze yona esingabuya sisuke emazweni sizosebenza, njengalokho kuthiwa yiZimbabwe ikhona na imisebenzi abayicreate-ayo esingakhona ukuthi sibuye sokuthi cwi sisebenze.
Linjani Studio 7, igama ngumubharathi ebulinima West. Thanda ukukhuluma kabanzi ngepolitiki yeZimbabwe, ngomkhonomi kakhulu osugugudekile ngempela. Abantu bayahlupheka, abantu siyahlupheka kule lizwe, and into engiyibonayo mina mbondi politics zasiza ngoba siyahambila ama elections ayenza adlula kodwa abantu basele behlupheka irrespective ukuthi usupporta liphi vandla oro supporta leli wini leyo mawuphansi uyahlupheka njengalaba abayivandla eli opposition elidliweyo labe lisihluphekela lonke so yini thina abantu bezimbabwe esingavambana kungani kungelani ukuthi ngebandla liphile ipolitics zami ukuthi silungise inkinga zelelizwe ngoba ipolitiki angeke sisize ipolitiki ivele izasifaka ebunzimeni kusidlala ababa phezulu kuphela ama-principals akhona lalaba ababasapotayo phezulu then the rest ama-supporters amaphathi wonke siyabe sihluphekela sonke asazi madoda kunzima izawina izan obvious 2023 but njengoba ehlale wina kuzange kutshintshe lutho sizasala sihlupheka lalaba abayisapotayo bazawina ehlupheka nabo ngoba isikulu fiza silanda ukuthi ungezanuphefu mangena esitola kuloo ndaba ukuthi ngezanuphefu kumbe ngaliphi ibandla into zidulela sonke magathi i-transport ayila ndaba ukuthi ngaliphi ibandla so mazimbabweni asizameni ukuthola i-solution sibambene sonke sizame ulungisa leli lizwe ngoba vele sisazohlupheka singasigqoka isikipa sitshone sishayise isidlogan but at the end of the day sizabuncedisa lowo muntu ofuna ukungena esikhundleni from uku-m p kusiya phezulu babadlali ukhansela silawo bayahluphekela abezanu bayahluphekela ukhansela izicathulo zitshekile but izakutshela ukuthi sifuna ukulungisa ilizwe hayi madoda
basakazi bethu sorry ndingixolela kanjalanga ngokufaka amarekhodi ebe mabili kulenye into efike kimi lapha ngiyithole enyuzini laku-studio 7 ngutholile yabona uhulumende labahlali baleli lizwe bala lapha balephutha khona into le yokumithiswa kwabantwana be-80s ley into le mnanxambona ngakuthi uhulumende lokuntu uyazama ukuthi kufihlwe kungabi yi-public lokhu ngoba zwanini ngani ngisho njalo abantwana abale mnyaka edlula 80 bengakwatshelwe 8 years umithi wazala umntwana ophilayo laba abadlula 80 abasesabika abasakwesaba kwinto lokhuya ngoba bhekanda bona babe-80 ngakho sokuwathi rechi wayemangala babonakala sebelezisu abahlala labo sebemangathi kathi kuyini kolokhu kumenze benje sebemsesibhedlela udokotela efike ediyisisu bona bodwa sebemdebe rechwe kabakhulumi khangelanini ingozi yakhona so abantwana bazabona sebelelungelo lokukhomba abama-10 12 13 14 15 babona sokulilungelo labo ukukhomba ezilongu besiza ukuthi abangaphansi kwe-10 bakwanisa ukuba labantwana yinto efanti ifihlwe le into efanti ifihlwe kuzothi lalabo ababarephayo futhi bebotshela idilikajele ukuze ungacabangi ukuthi umntwalo ngamrepha mangaleli ngizayehlala idilikajele abazakuza kubangcono nto lokhu kulokuloko sikukhuluma so sikukhuluma kakhulu kungangena ku-social media laku-radio kumbe laku-TV kuyingozi emangalisa kungangcono nto yokukhulunye kumaphephandaba amaphephandaba angcono ababangaka abantu abayathengayo ababangaka abantu ababalayo futhi abalandaba lawo kambonge ngona la magama bezama sibili ukuthi abantu asikubonisa yena ukuthi kuyingozi lokhu kawusiyo nto elula
sabingelela emsakazweni siphonga lo msebenzi elisiphathele wona singajabula kakhulu uma ngathiwa ujob sikhale ngaphuma entelongweni ngoba icala aliboshelweyo asiliboni sidalwa ngoba ngathi kahle kahle alikho ngoba akekho umuntu ongavuma ukuthi ebulayelwe umfo wabo isitha sakhe simbulalele lo mfo wabo sibuye esililweni ujob sikhale babesala ukuthi abantu bezani bazofunani esililweni sikamoblessing bona abantu bezani babesiyofunani ngoba bayazi bona baphethe ilizwe lonke kunye lomthetho kunye lamajaji yikho babesiya khona bethemba ukuthi bengabaxotsha labo job sikhala yibo bazajika babotshwe lamanje umuntu wabulala umoblessing ngengqashangqasha kabotshwanga kuze kube yimanje so ojob sikhala babebotshela iqiniso ukuthi akukho umuntu ongavuma ukuthi efelwe ngumfo wabo ebulewe ngumuntu bazana lowo muntu ombulele abuye futhi esililweni ngubani ongakuvuma lokhu ukuthi ethi kabuye ezokothamela naye lowo muntu obulele umfo wabo babekhuluma amaqiniso ukuthi umuntu obulele umfo wethu asimfuni la baba yibababotshwayo futhi iqiniso alikho kuleli lizwe lonke saphethe izanu PF come next year abantu bavote nje ngobuningi babo bevotele TCC nje izanu PF iphume nje embusweni ke maybe mhlawumbe abantu bezimbabwe ngeke bekubone ukuthula okungcono kulalokhu ukuthi kubotshwe umuntu onecala onganacala engabi lazi ijele manje umuntu ongalacala esuyehlala ejele 5 months kuchaza ukuthini ke lokhu kuleli lizwe i-judiciary system yakulalizwe ayiselakho ukuthi ungayithemba ukuthi uma ungelacala ngekubotshwa as long uma usupport into engasiyona izanu futhi ungafela ejele noma kuningi siyabona
lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +1 202 0818 465 0318. Siyacela abalaleli zibe mfitshane ke elisipha khona lingakhulumi lidlulise ama-2 kumbe 3 minutes. Siyabonga.
Sekunjalo sokuyisikhathi semidlalo ye FIFA World Cup eQatar 2022. Lalela umsakazo we VOA Studio 7 uzwe konke okuphathelane lomncintiswano lo ngokugcweleyo. Siyabe sixoxa labadlali abatshiyeneyo, abaqeqeshi labathakazelela umdlalo wenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele, okugoqela abaseDoha khona le kwele Qatar. Sizalethulela impumela yalemidlalo suku ngosuku, lakho konke okwenzakalayo umncintiswano uze ufike emaphethelweni. Siyani indlebe kumsakazo we-VOA Studio 7 lizwe izindaba zemidlalo ye-FIFA World Cup 2022 kusukela mhlaka 20 kuLwezi kuze kuyefika mhlaka 18 ngoMpalakazi. Asikholiseni imidlalo yenguqu FIFA World Cup 2022 eQatar sisonke.
Ngesikhangele impumela imidlalo yenguqu yeWorld Cup edlalwe kwele Qatar izolo. England 6, Iran 2. Iqembu leMelika libe nguchiki lobhanqale leWales 1-1. Kuthi eleSenegal lachaywa 0-2 ngeleNetherlands. Iqembu leArgentina likhangelelwe ukudibana leSaudi Arabia lamuhla kumidlalo yakuqala ngesikhathi sika 12 emini. Njalo umdlalo oludumo uLionel Messi weArgentina ukhangelelwe ukuphatheka kulomdlalo owehlandla lika Group C. Eminye njalo imidlalo ezaqhutshwa namuhla ngephakathi kweleMexico lePoland ku Group C, Denmark leTunisia kanye leFrance leAustralia ku Group D. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngale imidlalo kanye lokuqakatheka kwedluleyo, usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxa lo Abel Khumalo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezemidlalo.
Esikhangelele iArgentina ezodlala neSaudi Arabia, vele nje hayi akubuzwa lutho lapho iArgentina izonqoba. Umdlalo ongathi ungasinika inkinga kuphela esingawaziyo ukuthi ungaphuma kanjani ngoweDenmark idlala neTunisia, kuze kuthi noweMexico idlala nePoland. Mexico ingathi ayidlale kahle nje, ngibone nje kuma-qualifying rounds ayo ukuthi hayi bengathi ayikho kahle. Then bese kuzobuya oyeFrance ozoqala ngo-9 African time idlala ne-Australia. Hayi France ngibone ngathi izonqoba. Engakusho ukuthi nje i-Argentina neFrance iyo swakhaya nokuthi angaphuma namaphuzu. Then eminye le imidlalo ngaba ngama-draw.
Ungatheni ngemidlalo edluleyo ikakhulu sikhangela lapho eMelika ebelidlala khona izolo?
Umdlalo weAmerica neWales umdlalo wemnandi kakhulu, awemnandi kakhulu. Esibone khona iAmerica dominator ngefirst half. Yaze yaphela ifirst half bedlala kakhulu iAmerica, kuthe ngesecond half babuya sebelungisisa amaphutha abantu amaplayers eWales. Laba mnandi game kakhulu, baze bagcina bethole ipenalty ehlehle uGareth Bale okwenze umdlalo waphela oyi-1-1. Hayi kodwa umdlalo bomnandi kakhulu kakhulu.
Singathi ilizwe leQatar liqoqe kuhle yini, lihlela kuhle yini imidlalo le?
Kusukela imidlalo lokuqalileyo hayi kuyabukeka, kuyabukeka kuhle kakhulu, kuhle kakhulu. Ungabheka leli lizwe bebelicriticize ukuthi bekungafanelanga lost i-World Cup, kodwa hayi bababonisile ukuthi i-World Cup ingahostwa noma yiliphi ilizwe. Kuhle kakhulu, kusmart, akulayo nto engathi ayijabulisi. Njalo imidlalo esidlaliwe idlalwe kahle kakhulu, so siyaqhubeka siyibuka le midlalo ebuyayo. Kodwa nje into engingayisho ukuthi hayi imidlalo esidlaliwe kudlalwe kahle kakhulu.
Ungasipha umbono wakho ngemidlalo edluleyo lokuthi kuyini okumqoka ngempumela yayo?
Imidlalo ebemqoka kakhulu yiyo lo eQatar neEquator. inoma nje besifuna ukuthi ngabe yona le ikhatha njengaba ama host okudlalelwa khona imidlalo World Cup ukuthi banganqoba, kodwa i-Ecuador ivele yawuthatha yawufaka ezingeni labo ukuthi bawunqobe, benjalo bawunqoba ukusinike elinye ithemba lokuthi mhlawumbe nabo abe-Ecuador bangaba ngamanye amazwe aphezulu abuya ngale South America. Kwesokuzobuya laba abafana be-Europe abe-England abaka-Queen bone beshaye Iran ngo-6-2. Vele besikubhekelele lokhu ukuthi hayi vele abafana baka-Queen nabo bafuna ukuthi lo nyaka ba-advance baze bayifika maybe kuma-quarter finals kumbe kuma-semifinal. Sokuzobuya lo Senegal besibhekelele ukuthi nje izosenza.
Hayi, siyabonga.